Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
You're gonna see it on MGM Grand. Only one will stand. And Bill Haney, William E. Haney, come with that fight plan.
They didn't think some niggas out of Oakland was gonna push up on their ass. You dig?
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Well, tell the truth and shame the devil that Devin is a bad motherfucker.
WBC, the lightweight.
Get the real belts, not the front, this ain't franchise shit.
That boy is good.
Bill Haney, say his name three times, pop up like Candyman.
When you talk about this, you talk about one of the best fighters in boxing.
SDS Promotions.
As you thought, today's crowd was pretty crazy. 80,000 in Australia. But
the crowd doesn't win fights, I do.
WBC, the
lightweight champion of the world.
Been in Australia?
No, I never been, but I look forward to it. Going to go pick up some belts out there.
Didn't have to sell a chain to make a fight. All we got to do is make that flight. You're going to hide behind them judges, but Lord Devin Haney going to stand above. I'm serious, George Gambosi.
Go!
I'd like to wish you all a very warm welcome to Australia, everyone.
So I want to show all my experience, everything that it took to get to this point. I want to show the world.
Who's the best young fighter in the game?
Me, by far.
For the 54th consecutive round, Devin Haney has outlanded his opponent in total connect.
He can hit the mitts, he can hit the bag all he wants, but it's different when you're in there with Devin Haney.
That most of you in trouble.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
You said a lot. You did a lot. Tomorrow, you're in trouble.
Pussy!
I'd fight you in your backyard if I had to, because I know that I'm going to beat you. And you'll see June 5th.
Wow.
The universally recognized, undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin the Dream Haney.
SDS Promotions.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a second edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, where the big fight is happening this weekend. What big fight? Benavidez taking on Demetrius Andrade. 7 o'clock on the East Coast. We have a scheduled interview with Arnold Barboza. Don't let me forget it. In about 30 minutes at 25 minutes at 4:30, 7:30 on the East, 4:30 here on the West. Help me remember to get to that. Today we're going to be talking the face-off teaser that dropped for the pay-per-view fight that is around the corner, December 9th. Regis Prograis defending his WBC title versus the former undisputed Devin Haney, moving up, activating that WBC status, asking for a crack at the champ above. And they had a sit-down with Chris Mannix taking on the role of Max Kellerman. Damn, no more Max. Out with the Max, in with the Chris. Or out with the Max, in with the Mannix, right? And Mannix now takes that role over, and he's in the middle, man. He's got the middle chair. For my UK people, then you know Johnny Nelson used to do this on, I think theirs is called like Behind the Gloves or something like that. I'm going to meet up with my boy Punch Drunk Boxing in a bit after this L and this show. I'm going to go get with Punch. He's out here in the city for the fight. You know he got to support, so I got to support. But we're going to be watching the trailer together because it's only a teaser. If they flag me for showing this, they suck, you know. But we want to watch this together, get y'all reaction. It's a couple different versions, one on Twitter, one on YouTube, and one on Instagram. We're going to try and play two of them because on two locations, they're the same. On two separate locations, they're different. So we're going to get to that. But we got a poll going right now. We're trying to get to a million likes on our poll, or actually a million votes on our poll, and hopefully the same amount of likes, right? We want to know, did you hit the like button? So if you haven't hit the like button, go ahead and do so. And if you haven't voted on the poll, go ahead and do so. So it could remind you to hit the like button because we're rocking out. And it's the second show. And the phone lines are open if you want to call in. Did you see the teaser trailer? Did you see it? Are you excited? Did it make you any more excited for the fight? I kind of am. But I'm more excited to talk about. It's kind of like a little epic fail. You know what I'm saying? Like Regis kind of got the one up on Devin in the verbal exchange, if you may. But I'm going to take one more pull and get to the show, man. I'm going to show you what we're here to see. The trailer. We'll review it together and decide how Matchroom did. I think they did well. You know, we haven't seen things like this in a while. HBO really was the one to do Face Off with Max Kellerman and bring that into, you know, the boxing world. And it disappeared when HBO closed their doors because they didn't really do a Face Off with Showtime. It wasn't one of those. So we only seen this reappear when the UK took it over with their version of Johnny Nelson doing it. And it's like Behind the Table, Behind the Glove, something like that. But yeah, man, we're rocking out twice a day. If you don't know now, you know, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's going to help with the visibility. You know, numbers is power, and we're trying to get all the interviews we can. Right now, looks like we are at 183,881 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. And if you're on our Twitter spaces, go ahead and retweet so we can get some more callers and listeners to the show, obviously. So what we'll start with is this one is on Twitter, I believe, this version of it. Let me just go to all those respective channels. Let me pull those things up for you guys now. First one we'll do is Matchroom's Instagram, and then we'll do Matchroom's Twitter, which I believe, like I said, I think Twitter and Insta are the same, so YouTube is different, so we might. Maybe they have that in the story, though, and we don't have to go to YouTube. Let's check. Going through the story before I screen share. Bam, 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 bam. Nope, nope, nope. Possibly. Nope, 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 nope. And that's a no. All right, so we'll have to pull up a new post, a new tab for Twitter. And get this little nice short. That's strange that they only have that on YouTube, this version. But okay, we're ready. Let's start with Instagram, which is the same as Twitter, but I'll screen share both just for double confirmation. And here we go. Follow along on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. It's their first post. This is fresh. This is really, really fresh. It dropped, you know, I don't even know. Let's see what the post says. The post says 2 hours ago. All right, so let's get out and do
that. And I'm here to show you.
Do you think he knows what he's getting into in a fight?
No, absolutely no. Shit. I'm gonna hurt you, bro.
You were one treat the shit out.
And I'm here to
I'm
show you.
I'm gonna get hurt.
You're gonna get hurt, bro.
Yeah.
We're in the same position, dickhead. Yeah.
You believe that Devin Haney had a loss scrubbed from his record?
Prove it. Prove it. I probably could.
It's cool. So you don't got no chin. How about that?
I ain't got no chin.
How sure are you that you're gonna win this fight?
100%. What you mean? What? How sure am I?
You come in a box. I'm coming to fight,
and we gonna see.
I love it. He said, you come in a box, I'm coming to fight. And that's what I wanted to hear from Regis, because honestly, he was scaring me with all the, oh, I'm going to show them I could box shit. I'm like, oh, fams, don't get into the biggest night of your life and switch it up. Do what you do best, which is fight. You the Ragaroo, man. Do your damn thing. But we're going to play it one more time. For whoever it was hard for them to listen to. But actually, let's see if it's any different on Twitter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So this is Twitter.
Do you think he knows what he's getting into in a fight?
No, absolutely no. Shit. I'm gonna hurt you, bro.
You were one treat the shit out.
And I'm here to
show
you.
I'm gonna get hurt.
You're gonna get hurt, bro.
Yeah.
We're in the same position, dickhead. Yeah.
You believe?
So I feel like this is edited because he's like, "You gonna get hurt, bro. You gonna get hurt, bro." And then he's like, "We're in the same. Like, we need some context, right? Like, I'm a little lost as to what." Or where that was coming from.
That Devin Haney had a loss scrubbed from his record.
Prove it. Prove it. I probably could.
It's cool. So you don't got no chin. How about that?
I ain't got no chin.
How sure are you that you're going to win this fight?
100%. What you mean, what? How sure am I?
You come in a box, I'm coming to fight.
And we're going to see.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at the Ragaroo. He got a new chain. I like that. It got like boxing gloves in the center sides, then the Ragaroo face in the middle. Now this is the YouTube version, which is different. Let's refresh.
Never heard of, right? Who did you knock? You got 15 knockouts. Man.
What the? Come on, man. But he killed Devin right there. Let's do that again.
You never heard of, right? Who did you knock? You got 15 knockouts. Name them niggas you knocked out. Yeah, laugh now.
Bro, look at Dev's face, bro. They're gonna forever use that video. He said, you got 15 knockouts. The least Dev could have did was name Antonio Maron, like his last one on DAZN. He murdered Dev with that. Bro, he murdered you. Yo, Dev, he murdered you. He like, yo, name them. He just like, damn, I really can't name them. Shit, bust out. He ain't even smile. He bust out laughing.
Nobody, bro, nobody. You literally knocked out nobody's too. If that's the case,
I'm gonna knock you out. You'll be the first somebody to ever knock out.
You can't knock nobody out, bro. I'm big, you can't knock shit out.
I love it. He said, you can't knock nobody. I don't care how big. And he did he put his wingspan out. Yo, so those are the trailers. Maybe we'll play that one more time because this one is the funniest and he got the one up, plus we played the other one twice on two different platforms.
You never heard of, right? Who did you knock? You got 15 knockouts. Name them niggas you knocked out. Yeah, laugh now. Nobody, bro, nobody. You literally knocked out nobody's too. If that's the case.
I'm gonna knock you out. You can be the first somebody to ever knock out.
You can't knock nobody out, bro. I'm big. You can't knock shit out.
So he said, you can't knock shit out. I don't care how big. So, yeah, man, this is what we're talking about. I've showed you the two different versions. Shout out to Matchroom that, you know, put that together and helping us get excited for this fight. Let me see if my guy Barboza answered. We don't want to miss the interview like we did the Diva, Franchon Cruz, the HH Diva. And he said, yes, sir. So I'm going to just send him the link early and be like, fuck it. You know, jump on at N15. And if he jumps on early, he jumped on early. Let me write that first. My bad for the dead air, but, you know, solo dolo, Scarface, no Manolo. If you want to call in, use Twitter, use Discord. Let us know what you think of the trailers that are out. We're going out to the phone lines after this quick message.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Laser, what up? Laser. Hit that thumbs up while we wait for him to connect. Look like he's having trouble. General Camino, what's up?
Yo, that's what's good.
How are you?
Cooler, man. That was an entertaining little trailer they got. That little face off is good. I like that Matchroom do that. I've seen them do that with a couple prior fights, and I enjoyed it. I was pissed we didn't get the Conor Ben and what's his dude name? Fuck. What's his dude's son name? Conor Ben and what's the English dude name?
Eubank.
Yeah, because I don't know if you remember they face off when they did that. That shit was real entertaining, too. I think Eubanks had came in there. He had on, like, the Gucci or the Louis Vuitton leather, all that. It was real entertaining. But, yeah, nah, I was fucking with this Devin one, bro. You're right, though. Pro Grace definitely caught him with the knockout thing. I mean, that was a good point. He definitely looked like he'd been doing a little bit more research, you feel me, as far as, like, crafting good, like, counter-arguments when he dealing with Devin. So, I fucks with that. They selling the fight pretty well. Yeah, man, it just looks like it's going to be a good fight. Can't wait to see what the actual, like, face-off looks like. Because what we watched is Chop. So when he was talking about, what he said? He said you can't knock nobody out. And he was talking a bunch of other shit. But I think they had chopped up that whole little scene. So that's why it looked like that. But, hey, man, we'll see what happens come December 9th. It should be a good fight. Outside of that, I think you were talking to Bill earlier today. I had a question for you. How do you feel about his argument as far as Devin being the fighter of the year? Who do you think is the fighter of the year? Or like?
Yeah, I mean, I told him that it's difficult. I said, you know, how does Devin's performance top what Crawford did? And he's saying, you know, Crawford only had one fight with a guy that people say are using the excuse was weight drain, so it's not even a guy that's 100%, unlike Loma being at 100. You know, I'm assuming he means Kambosos being at 100 and now Regis.
Okay. I mean, you agree with that point he made, or like you said?
I mean, like I told him, I think what, you know, what Crawford did is deserving.
Okay, I hear you. Outside of that, I do like the acquisition. Well, I can't even say the acquisition of Jermaine Ortiz, because I think what Bill mentioned today was he's just like it's kind of like a partnership thing. He didn't define what his role is with that team. But, you know, if it's a managerial role, that'd be cool. If he actually like in the ring with him, that'd be even cooler. So I'm ready to see what that turns into. I think that'd be a great addition to the Devin Haney and Bill Haney story. So that'd be pretty cool, too.
I'm with
you. Outside of that, appreciate the call, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, all right. General Camino. So we got another video.
You may feel like it's your time.
Shout out to Matchroom.
But it's not your time.
Just putting out content for this fight, building it up. Hopefully this helps generate interest. And here's another clip. This is behind the scenes. They titled it Words Exchange, Popcorn Emoji. Regis Progre interrupts Devin Haney's interview after being made to wait.
I'm recording this shit. Hopefully y'all got some tickets. Nigga, I'm 2 hours to go. Right.
I'm
gonna
ruin your record. Hey, listen.
Hey, yo, so I got to refresh, but I think Regis said, I'm gonna ruin this because y'all made me wait over 2 hours. And I think Haney says, I'm gonna ruin your record. Then we hear Bill jump in, but I'm gonna refresh and see if that's how it played out.
So I'm gonna ruin this shit. Hopefully y'all got retake this, nigga.
Yeah, he definitely said, I'm gonna ruin this shit. So hopefully y'all got a retake, because Ninja, I've been waiting
2 hours
for your ass.
I'm gonna ruin your record.
And Devin says, hey, yo, I'm gonna ruin your record real calm. What'd he say? I don't know what Bill said, but it sounded like, did the big dummy come?
The only dummy is him for thinking he gonna beat you. Listen, I need you.
He said the only dummy is him for thinking he gonna beat you.
Look up at the ceiling. That's what you're gonna.
Bruh, the strength coach is not in shape. Like, they were spreading his little back in the day pictures. My man's stomach on some. He got to do some crunches with the champ.
Be looking at.
Hey,
So there goes more behind the scenes. Shout out to Matchroom. That is definitely, a good way to promote the fight. They need to repost this with captions. You know, the way that people do their reels now, it's not the best audio. Maybe redo it with Devin's audio and Chris Mannix's audio. Those boom mics that was there. I don't know. And I don't mean redo it. I mean re-upload it using, because there's cameras all over. Maybe they got Zoom audio. The Zoom mics that are out there, maybe they have those on the table. I don't know, but it's not the best audio. I'm going to be real. The Real Jordan, what up?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yo, yo, what up, guys?
Chilling.
Man, shout out to you, bro. Bro, you always keeping us busy, man, with all this boxing stuff, bro. And we love that, man. I appreciate you, man. Smash that like button, man. Share this so we can get Nesta 200K, man. Hey, man, this is a beautiful, it is beautiful, man. I'm not going to lie. This is history in the making. Regis don't look like he phased, man. So Devin Haney going to definitely have to bring his A game. And like I said, man, hey, I think Devin Haney going to put this boy on the ground, man. So all bets, man, bring the bets, man. I'm taking all bettors and all, I'm emptying pockets.
Word.
Hey, shout out to you, Ness.
So you the one that wanted to make the bet that he knocks him down. I actually told Bill about you and shit.
Yeah, I've been watching you all day, bro. You kept me busy at work. And I'm like, right when I got off work, I'm like, damn, he back on live. All right, bet. Yeah. I'm definitely betting. Anybody that want to bet, I believe it, bro. If Zorilla did it, Devin Haney going to do it.
Let's see. I mean, look, man, I think that the difference is that Devin Haney, Regis is obviously gonna be on his P's and Q's now, you know? This is a bigger fight than Zorrilla. That was more, and it wasn't a balanced shot at all, but I don't think his feet were in the proper position. I could be wrong. It's not like I fucking studied that knockdown. That shit was a flash knockdown. And I think it was a jab, to be exact. We going out to Harlem World. And remember, if you're a member here on YouTube or you are a Patreon, you have the ability to go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and ask Arnold Barboza a question. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes. Same thing on YouTube members. Harlem World, what up?
Yo, you can hear me?
Yep.
First of all, great show. Everybody like, please, team. This nigga be doing his fucking job all the time. And I'm at the beginning of the shit. There's 22 motherfuckers in the chat, but ain't 22 likes at the beginning. But it's whatever. We getting an interview later on in this show?
Yes, we should get Arnold Barboza in 5 minutes, who just signed a Golden Boy.
All right, that's good. You've been doing a great job, too. And remember, always make sure the interview is a top priority, because, you know, those are the things that's really going to last. You know, every show is day-to-day popularity, but the interviews, those are things people come back for when somebody become great, you know. So keep it up, though. But great show. That's all. I just wanted to see you getting an interview.
For sure, champ. Appreciate you.
Okay.
We going out to Average Boxing Fan. What up?
What up, bro? What up?
What's up with
yo, that shit was lit. I liked it. Fucking Regis was talking that shit. I saw that the Haney reaction. He didn't know what the fuck to say. the real Jordan, man, you're gonna go broke, bro. You thinking that fucking Haney's gonna drop Regis?
Take his bet. Take his bet, tough guy.
We did. We already bet.
Oh, my bad.
That's nuts, bro. Unless he's a creative motherfucking character on some boxing game where you're gonna add power to 100.
Bro, but he's moving up. He's moving up. He's a better boxer than Zorrilla.
Yeah, bro, but like I told you yesterday, bro, he didn't have any fucking power at 35.
Yeah, but that's just you being mean, because if he didn't have power, why didn't Loma walk him down? Why didn't even this guy, Linares, he didn't walk him down. JoJo didn't walk, like, bro, they respect his power. He punches people into the face, and they respect his power. But
Linares had what, five knockout losses?
Mm-hmm.
Did he not? Yeah, he was already damaged good. And bro, it's a fucking velvet car title.
My brother, that's a bad example, and I'll tell you why. If you Google Josh Catterall, right? They're going to say that Catterall has power. They're going to say that outside of the Linares fight, Catterall's put people down in like his last four fights. He didn't knock out Linares. Like, I picked him not to knock out Linares, and I picked him to win on points. Brother, style make fights, believe me. But I get you. Look, you don't got to believe Haney ain't got no power. All I know is if a dude ain't got no power, they're going to run you over. They're going to run you over.
Man. Fucking Haney was trying with all his might to hurt Gamboa.
You right. And think
if you
about
had a
it.
Fly in Gamboa's chin and Haney punched it, bro, that fly will still pop up and fly away.
And how many people?
Ain't no shit behind that pop.
Only three people knocked out Gamboa, right?
Yeah, but he's known to be fucking hurt. That dude is.
I mean,
he's
known
like
to be dropped. He's known to be dropped. He's known to be dropped.
After that, Joe, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of people are downplaying Regis like he's a bum, which kind of fucking pisses me off. Because I think highly of Regis, and if Haney does put him down or Haney beats the fuck out of him, I'm going to give him a lot of credit. But motherfuckers out here sleeping on Regis like he's a bum, bro. That dude carries power. I think he's the hardest hitter that Haney's going to fight. within his resume, bro. Like, there's no one else in there that has heavier hands than Regis. I just hope he doesn't give us a stinker. And I just hope if he does give us a stinker, Bill Haney has the same energy he had after Shakur gave us a fucking dud. And he pops up to the show the following day and tells us why his son didn't perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of
That was the bell. I hear you, bro. I feel like if you ain't got no power, they gonna run over you. Harlem World.
You came to me already.
Oh, my bad. Cliff, what up? Cliff. All right, we're going out to Treese on Discord.
Yo.
What's up?
What up, though? What up, though?
Chilling.
Hey, man. Hey, I like this face-off shit that we got going. I like that they bringing that back. That's pretty fire. Hey, Ness, they need to replace Chris Mannix with you, though, man. I feel like that would be spice this thing up a whole lot more, man. I'm just saying. One day, I feel like you'd be able to slide in there, and that should do a lot for us in this boxing community, man. We fuck with you the long way. But to my mans who just called, who has said that he think Devin gonna drop Regis, I mean, I'm with it. I do feel like he going up and weight, he getting bigger, you feel me? So it ain't no more depleting itself. It's possible. But I also think, like, shit, I seen Ryu drop De Los Santos and Shakur didn't drop him, but I see that Shakur wouldn't engage. And who's to say that Devin, you feel me? We all know that Regis a puncher. He aware of that shit. How we know that he just going to not box around, you feel me, and not go in there and engage to get a drop. So I don't know. That's just something to be aware of. I don't know about dropping Regis. I don't know about that. That ain't a bet. Well, I don't gamble anyway. But if I were a betting man, that ain't one I think I'd take. But, hey, man, I heard Bill Haney on here earlier and whatnot. Bill Haney, was he talking about Devin Haney going up to fight Boots at 147?
Yeah. In the future,
In the future, okay. I'm about to say now. Hold on. Now that's the type of shit that I'm talking about in this boxing shit. You understand? Say Devin Haney decide he put hands on Regis, you feel me? Fuck it. He go put hands on Rolly, take his strap, and then go put hands on the Sabril Matias and the Teofimo and clean up 140 and decide, fuck it, I want Boots? Come on, bro. That shit there, that's the definition of greatness, man. That's the definition of shit that we look for, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop. I be hearing disrespect about Devin Haney. Y'all got to stop this shit, bro. He is giving us fights. He giving us everything that we want, man. He done cleaned up the 135, you feel me, for anybody who was willing to take the fight. But and then he shot up to 140. He taking on the champion. Like I say, this is no amateur, you feel me, no peewee fighter. Like, my man hold the WBC belt, two-time champion, I should say. And my man holding the WBC. This shit is very serious, man. He bringing a fight to the Chase Center. They ain't never had no boxing event at the Chase Center. This shit is serious, man. This shit is very serious. So, yeah, I want people to understand what my man's, what, 24, 25 right now? So in another 5 years, he'd be 30. That resume would be silly. I can only imagine. What we say, well, how old is Tank? Tank 28, damn near 30, right? His resume don't look shit like this. So, yeah, man. I gotta show respect when this dude, man. Devin Haney doing this damn thing. And yeah. Hey, Ness, I got a question. What's your man's, your Tito Mercado guy? You say that he a contender, right?
I mean, with the wins he's racked up, it's hard to call him a prospect.
You think he could, you think he could beat Ryan Garcia right now?
I don't know. I mean, you know, that's a high level fight. He ain't been that high up, but he certainly, you know, has beat the people that he beat.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. I'm just out of curiosity because when I heard y'all in here talking about the definition of a prospect and a contender, well, I was just wondering if your man ranked in the top 10. You feel me? I feel Ryan, he not no champion. He ranked in the top 10. That's a contender. I mean, that's a fight that could be set up. I see at 140 and shit.
That was the bell. But Ryan got a lot on his table, man. He got a fight with Oscar Duarte right now. That's a real fight. And then, you know, he's got options, you know. I'm only showing this because we talked about the knee and Ryan taking that knee here on this show a few times. This is Dean the Great making fun of Ryan in that knee. And I should read this. Obviously, this is all sound. So it's a video of Dean, and it says, point of view, Ryan Garcia for absolutely no reason. So Dean is opening the trunk to his Corvette, and he then takes a knee. Oh, man. He washing his hands, he takes a knee. He closed the door for his girl, he took a knee. He watching the fight with Tank, and he took a knee. And then he puts out another tweet and says, Ryan has 24 hours to send a contract, otherwise he will have to identify himself as a duck with the duck emoji and the laughing out loud emoji. Yeah, I don't see how that will get Ryan's attention. I mean, it'll get Ryan's attention to, like, say something, but not necessarily give the man a fight. He might need to actually do something to get Ryan to do any of that. I think Ryan would entertain it, like he said on Instagram, if it were him and, I don't know, someone else in the same night, like two of those influencers in the same night. That's how he'd do it. Anthony in Atlanta, what is up?
Good evening, man. Speaking about Ryan, that's kind of crazy that you said that because I just had a thought, man. All these fickle boxing fans hating on that brother who taking that real work. Okay, your favorite boxer don't want none to Tank. I promise you they don't. So all respect to that young brother for getting in there and putting it all on the line against, you know, one of the biggest punches we've ever seen. Like, you would think he was in there with, you know, who was it, Harvey Lump Lumps. Remember that dude that was on Top Rank? Was that Top Rank card that had Harvey Lump Lump, that dude?
Shit. You know what I'm talking about? No.
That fat dude, that big old heavyweight that was just out of shape and had titties for days.
I mean, some he had a few dudes like that. The kid Devin Vargas is like that from Puerto Rico that they be using every now and then.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke for real. But, nah, they need to, you know, show some respect to Ryan Garcia. I would love to see them eat a body shot off a Tank and not take a knee. You know, but as far as Regis and Devin goes, because that's obviously the topic today. Look, I'm not the biggest Haney guy. I know that your last name is Haney. You know, I get it. You know, it's Ness Haney out here, you know. But, his resume is not that impressive to me. The last caller just said, oh, his resume is so deep. Is it really? Loma, what's his record in his last six fights? It's not that good, okay? Like, he's not like some unbeatable dude who's never been beaten. Did he lose to Linares? You know, cool. Like Loma is some, I get it, he's skilled. This is no disrespect,
who
but it's
lost
just a
Linares?
Fact, and the truth hurts. Loma, right? Didn't Loma lose to Linares? Or who did he lose to in his first fight? Who was that dude?
He got dropped by Linares. He beat him, though.
Oh, he got dropped by Linares. Okay, but who was the dude that beat him on points? You know what I'm talking about.
Tio?
No, Tio beat him as well, but there was another dude that beat him, right? Like when he stepped up for the first time? Am I tripping?
Orlando Salido?
Yes. There we go. Salido beat him. T.O. Yeah, beat him.
But Salido,
you know,
but Salido, but Salido's a two-time champ, bro.
Yeah, it's no disrespect. I'm just saying, it's not like Loma's some unbeatable, you know, godlike fighter, you know, that should be held up over guys like Barrios, who has looked like a killer since that Tank Davis fight. You know, he's looked really, really good. You know, so I feel like they gassing up Devin like he's you know, got to be this superstar. Like, I don't see it as far as, you know, he's not very good on the mic. You know, shout out to Regis for bringing some stuff out of them. You know, I'm not the biggest Bill Haney guy. He reminds me of, like, the Death Row dudes. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him all in your video. You come like to Death Row. Well, be Bill Haney. You know what I'm saying? He always.
All right, champ. That's the bell. I got Gregory Donovan, member for 34 months on that champ level. He says, when Regis called Devin a dickhead in that face-off promo video, that had me dying. We got Jordan with the counterpunch.
Hey, man, that last caller was, I think he was a little bugged out, man. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But anyways, hey, the caller before that one, he said he don't think Regis is going to, Devin Haney's going to bang with Regis. I think he would because I think, I'm not going to compare Linares to Regis's power because Regis' knockout percentage is higher. But I think Linares could hit, man, and he banged with him. And, I mean, he got caught on the chin, but shit, he still banged with him. So I think he's going to bang with Regis, man. He's going to show, because, you know, he got a lot of doubters, bro. So he got shit to prove. So I think he'll bang with him, and I think that's when he gonna catch Regis lacking. But yeah, that's my call, bro.
All right, brother, appreciate you. And man, we got definitely more than two people on our Twitter space. We only got two retweets. Yeah, that's why we ain't gonna have no callers. Cliff, Connecticut, what up? Cliff, you got to unmute the mic. Cliff, unmute your mic. Looks like Arnold forgot about us. Cliff, unmute your mic. Al in the Bay, what up?
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Al in the Bay. You? All right. No, Al in the Bay. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up while we wait for more callers to connect. Looks like we have, who is this? Let me, I don't know these by heart. I'm going to have to check them out. Smash that thumbs up while we wait here, while I get these numbers off the Rolodex, see who's calling in. This might be Edward, right? In Alabama. Am I right? Am I right? Nope. This is Tons in Louisiana. What's up?
Hey, Pasa, Nick.
What's up?
Not much, man. Hey, on that with that face off shit.
Yep.
Hey, man, Devin K talked that knockout shit with Regis. Regis knocked motherfuckers out. But Devin gonna beat him. I got Devin by late round stoppage. I don't know if it's going to be a knockout, but it's going to be a stoppage, you know? So you can't tell, he can't talk that knockout shit with Regis. But after he beat Regis, you can't, but you can do whatever. Because Paulie told us, and he said he made that statement on the stage, boxing is full of shit. Boxing full of shit. The fans full of shit. I'm a full of shit fan. We all full of shit. This sport is full of shit. You know? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm full of shit. I ain't a hardcore fan. I'm more than a casual fan. So I'm a cardcore fan. If your card is important, I'm going to watch it. If I like your card, I'm going to watch it. If I don't, I won't.
Fair enough.
But I got Devin by stoppage, late round stoppage. And Regis is cold, you know, but hey, man, it is what it is.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Bo Rogers, North Carolina. What's up?
What up, Ness? What's happening?
Chilling, chilling.
Can you hear me good, Ness?
Yes, sir.
You hear me good? Yeah. I think with Regis, I got Regis beating Devin. I think sometimes you can miscalculate. And I don't really think that Devin really wanted to fight Regis. But if you want, when you're trying to get those belts and stuff, it's going to make you, you know, it's going to take you a certain route. And Shakur kind of forced Devin into a route he really wasn't trying to take, but he had to either fight Regis or fight Shakur. And he chose Regis, but I don't believe that's really the move he wanted to make. And it's, I think you can miscalculate Devin Young, and he don't got no power. He can fight, though. I like him.
So what move do you think he wanted to make? If this wasn't the move he wanted to make, but he made it,
he wanted to fight Arnold Barbosa and till Tio came back. So he had a chance to fight Tio once Tio came back, but he decided to go fight Regis instead. But he wanted to fight Arnold for that WBO. But once Tio came back, I thought it was going, you know, I thought he really wanted to fight Tio, but he decided to go fight Regis. But Tio looked good in the last fight, you know what I'm saying? And I that's what I think, anyway. He didn't have the move. He couldn't really go the direction. When you in pursuit of those belts, you can't really go the way you want to go. You have options, but every option is going to be so dangerous. And I think Regis really wanted him. Remember I called Ness and I told you about Shakur and Edwards. I said he wanted to fight. He want to fight Shakur. So it's going to be different than a guy who don't really want to be in there with him. See, everybody at 140 want to be in there with Devin. Devin going to lose a couple of fights. He might end up still being a great because you can lose and be a great one. But I believe he's been, you know, built and miscalculated this time. And it might cost him, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, if he pull it off, then I hear him talking the day earlier about going up to fight Keith Thurman. I don't know about that one either. I think he need to, you know, he's still, you know, he's like, he's learning on the job. And he's doing a good job. But like, everybody even beat up, been smaller guys that, you know, got a little age on them. You know, got some issues. I ain't not to take away. You know, I understand what resume mean.
But it's not your time.
I'll call you back later, man.
Good call, my friend. Good call. I didn't, that's an interesting angle. He believes this was a miscalculation on behalf of Bill Haney, and that they preferred our guest that left us flat, Arnold Barbosa. Dude is tripping. Malik, what up?
Yo.
We hear you.
Yo, what up, bro?
What's up?
Hey. I think we sleeping on Regis, man.
I just think we're sleeping on him, bro, at the same time. Because how many times Devin fought in his hometown, bro?
None.
None?
No.
And Regis did it, like, Regis came out here once and fought. It's hard to live up to that shit, man. It's hard to just go in your hometown and just dominate because everybody going to feel like you supposed to, bro. And you going to put that fucking pressure on. Devin going to have more pressure on him than Regis, man. Regis already expected to fucking lose. And we keeping in the bill, everybody on here expecting this man to lose. We all going to say it's going to be a good fight, but nobody really picking the man to win. We just saying, oh, he going to hang in there and he tough. But nobody picking a man to win. You see what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, we all saying, oh, Regis this, Regis that, but nobody won't pull a trigger and say, Regis gonna fucking win.
I mean, the last caller certainly like, that's picked the thing. Like, Regis.
What? He picked Regis, the last dude?
Yeah, he said Devin done bit off more than he could chew. He done made a mistake.
All right. Well, that's one thing I'm about to say, man, because I don't really hear, you know. But I feel like, man, if it goes decision, I got to side with Haney. But I don't see the stoppage coming from the Haney side. I don't see it. And I like Haney. I feel like he can win this fight. But at the same time, the pressure on him, bro. So if he coming out here trying to get a stoppage, I don't think that's the best game plan for him against Regis. I feel like he should just come out here and just outbox him because that's his way to victory. I don't feel like he should get in the slugfest with Regis because if it's like that, man, I think Regis is going to stand in that fucking pocket, man. From the boot, man, he's standing in that pocket. Like, I mean, we going to bang. If he want to come out here to bang, I got Regis, man. I got Regis. But if he gonna dance around and all that shit, yeah, I'm gonna go Haney, man. But if he won't bang, I gotta side with Regis, man. So, you know, it just depends on what Bill cooking up, man. If Bill being smart like I'm like the man I think he is, I don't think he coming out here trying to just go bang, bro. I don't see that. I mean, I know he gonna stand in there a couple rounds, but the whole, you know, like towards the end, maybe. But at the beginning, I feel like he's going, you know, he's going to try to pick him apart at first. That'll be the best game plan.
You may feel like it's your time.
All right.
That's all I had, man.
Appreciate you. Real quick, just want to take a quick second to...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just let you know of a few guests we're going to have on our show, and you can ask them a question. If you're a Patreon or a member, you can ask Mia Ellis a question. She's the daughter of Coach Kenny Ellis. She'll be fighting December 1st, I believe, on the Red Owl boxing card in Houston. She's a highly ranked fight. I think she's three slots under Alicia Bumgarner, so you might want to check that fight out. Also, I'm going to have heavyweight Joshua Temple on this show. He's going to be taking on Lorenzo Medina on that Jake Paul December 15th card. We're also going to have Breadman Steven Edwards on the show. Trainer of Caleb Plant, trainer of Julian Williams, Kyron Davis, etc. Edwin De Los Santos will be on the show. So head on over and drop him a question. His trainer, Cello Gloves, will be on the show. Head on over there and drop him a question. Sabril Matisse will be on the show as well. So head on to Patreon and to members to drop him a question as well. We got Michael Safada also who is a he's the mandatory, I believe, to Laura. So you can drop him a question. Gabe Rosado will be on the show. Drop him a question. We got Samson Lewikovich scheduled. He'll be on the show. Drop him a question. We're rescheduling because we dropped the ball this morning with Franchon Cruz-DeZern, who's taking on Shadeja Green. But you can head on over and drop her a question. Arnold Barboza, what's scheduled for today? He checked in with me at 4:09. I don't know what the hell happened. He's disappeared on us. He said, I said, we good? We still good, champ? He said, hell yeah. And haven't heard from him since. So maybe something happened. I don't know. We'll reschedule. But that's another person that you could drop a question for. The real Slim Goody, Sharetta Metcalf, just picked up the win on DAZN. You can drop her a question as well. Let's see. Here we got Treese in Toledo with the counterpunch. What is up?
Yo.
Yep.
What up, though? I just got a couple questions real quick. I wanted to ask, is Ebony Bridges the co-main on this Devin Haney card?
No.
Okay. But she is.
Your boy's the co-main from Ohio.
Montana Love. Okay. Yeah. Good shit. Okay. And I seen Andy, Andy Cruz. I seen that his opponent dropped out and shit. Yeah. What the fuck you think about an Andy Cruz versus like a Giovanni Cabrera type of motherfucker? I want to see him on some step. If they going to put him pro, they didn't throw him in there quickly.
Giovanni got good management. They're not taking that fight on short notice.
I mean, what they say, and you stay ready, you don't got to get ready type shit.
I mean,
managers. No, I'm with it. But I was also thinking, what's my man now that Frank just fought? Since they both will be on some Olympic style shit, they on some fuckers. Artem.
Yeah, Artem. I don't know his name, but Artem,
Yeah, that'd be a good fight too. Just throwing some shit out there. But with Devin Haney, you feel me? I peep what Regis has said about that. Who you knock out? Shit, that lightweight. That lightweight smoked my nigga Boots. That was a good one. But if Devin Haney talk about, if Devin Haney put the beats on Regis and he really truly talk about going up to 147, I'd like to see that Thurman fight that he talking about. Or if he don't get Thurman, I'm definitely here for Devin Haney and, you feel me, Mario Barrios. I'm with that motherfucking fight, considering that Tank had already fought him, you feel me, and he got a belt, and he a don't he got the WBC belt too, right?
Who?
Mario Barrios at 147
interim.
Well, oh shit, so don't, well, interim, all right, cool. So if Devin Haney beat Regis, right, can he demand to go up there, like, as and challenge for that belt, since he had WBC belt? At 140?
I mean, maybe, but, you know, I don't know that they give anybody an access to the... He's the interim. There's a full champ up there by the name of Crawford.
I mean, I know, but if they talk... He letting belts go. Shit, it seemed like he letting belts go left and right.
If he
right
lets
now.
It go, then, you know, Barrios should get elevated, or they make him fight someone for the elevation. For the full belt.
Okay. Well, shout out TBV, shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Hey, man, somebody, anybody, give Albert Bell a fight, man. We next up.
You may feel like
Navarrete, stop ducking.
But it's not your
y'all
time.
Y'all be cool.
Allen the Bay, what up? Doubling back. Shit.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
Yeah. It's been crazy. But yeah, man, I think it's gonna be a good fight, you know. I feel like Haney's gonna box. Regis is gonna try to, you know, trying to get him out of there. So, you know, it's a boxer versus fighter kind of match, you know, and I like it. You know, the question is, can Regis Prograis get past that jab? And if he can, what do Haney got after that jab? You know? So, you know, I see it as a chess match, man. It's going to be a good fight. I ended up selling my tickets, though, so I'm not going to attend the fight. I'm probably just going to work it. So I'm going to miss part of it, but I did. Uncle Shug going to probably go see that main fight on my lunch break, though. So, yeah, it's going to be popping.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Cliff, trying you again. Yo.
Yo.
You got it now.
You can hear me?
Finally.
Yo, it's crazy because when you come to me, it don't, like, it just shuts off. Like, I don't hear nothing. But what happened to the phone lines? You ain't fucking with it no more?
They open.
Oh, I thought you said you could find us on Discord and Twitter. Like, I didn't hear you say that, so I came over here. This shit is a little more complicated. I feel like I ain't fucking been on for like since the Shakur fight. I still been listening every day though. Those clips was dope though. I like both of them shits. They kind of had got me amped, and I mean, I still feel like Devin should win, but before I saw Shakur fight, I shouldn't let the Shakur fight affect what I think about Devin. But before I saw that fight, I thought that Devin could possibly stop him just off of this, get a little bit overwhelming, not getting hit for a long time and just hitting him too much. Like, I thought that was an option, but I kind of don't feel that way no more. But still, I Devin is not like Shakur. Like, Devin will step to you. He will get hit. He will put himself in harm's way. He's not gonna run all day. Devin got a lot more dog in him than Shakur do. So I do see Devin like not giving us a boring fight. Like, I would never disrespect Devin and put him in that same category as Shakur after what we just went through. So I do expect Devin to really like do what he gotta do. And I got him winning by decision. And yo, ain't it ironic that like we would have never thought that little Charlo would have fought fucking Canelo, right? And now we got big Charlo fighting little Benavidez. Like, ain't that shit crazy? Like, I keep thinking about that. Like, yo, how the fuck did that shit get flipped so backwards like that? Like, Charlo should have been fighting big Benavidez and big Charlo should have been fighting Canelo. Like, I don't know how we got to where we is right now. But I'm good. Like, you go to the next caller. I ain't got that much to say. I just was checking in, like, listening, figure I'll just speak just because we can.
You got it. You got it. Appreciate you, man. Cliff in Connecticut. Let's see who's next on the check-in. Copy cool. What it do? No copy, cool. Edward, Alabama.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate you, man. Again, yeah, I like the little promo, man. This fight's been promoted pretty, you know, very well. I guess the only concerns I have, and this is a superstitious nonsense or whatever, but man, lately everybody has gone home in a fight and fucked around, got their ass whooped. So I hope they ain't too much pressure. Devin has a mentality to deal with the shit. Anybody that thinks that Devin's going to try to knock Regis out, that's not going to happen. That would be stupid. I think what we've learned about all these fighters that have shown up with these guys that are bigger, you have to have superior hand speed and foot speed, which I believe Devin does have, and that'll be the issue that Regis will have. He'll be trying to catch up with him. Not in the sense like chasing Shakur, but Devin's fast enough for lateral movement. But like I said, Regis got a puncher's chance. If he can deliver that punch, he'll put his lights out. But I got Devin winning this fight, like a split, like a this time, excuse me, a split. But like maybe like 7-5, 8-4, you know, a close decision. But it'll be definitive. And like I said, I'm excited, man. Like this year, it's like for a second there, almost for a minute with the Charlo fucking Canelo fight, I was like, damn, they're trying to ruin this year, man. But between the heavyweight fights coming up in December and this shit right now, you know, it's going into the year just right, man. So I got Devin Haney winning this fight. And shout out to his dad, Bill. You know, he's done everything that needed to be done. If you think about it, they just every misnomer that you think about in boxing, they've been able to evade. They're moving around, making moves. But damn, is he having trouble making 140 already? Because why are everybody trying to rush him up to 147? What's that shit all about? It's like, y'all better stop sleeping on Thurman. I know he's been sitting in the cupboard and shit, but come on, man. Don't just think that dude is sweet. So
I think it's more about picking up a big name that was already on pay-per-view. If Devin is successful here and he could get Thurman on pay-per-view, non-title, like, it's just building your name. You know, you making your own lane. You ain't asking for tank fights. You doing your own thing.
And it might be enough to, like, just because, like you said, with Haney having it being recognizable, it might be enough to lure Thurman out. I don't think Thurman don't want to fight, but it's just like everybody wants to capitalize off his name. But you're going to have to pay the guy. You know, he did put in some work. I know how people feel about the latter part of his career, but he did put in a little work. So, you know, you got to give him a little bread, make it worth his while. Thank you for my call, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Ain't no show without child. Thank you for calling in.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
And I think we've come to an end. Tons, I did get to you, correct?
Yeah.
All right, you the man. Last call for calls. This was just a little face-off teaser for those that don't know. Now you know, Matchroom definitely dropped the teaser on their Twitter, on their Instagram, and two separate clips on their YouTube Reels. One behind the scenes and one where Regis definitely gets the better on Devin by letting him know he doesn't have power to knock anybody out and asks Devin to name the guys he's knocked out and obviously has Devin stumble because he can't name those guys. Nes GTO, Instagram and Twitter, catch me mañana 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and maybe we'll find out what happened with Arnold and get him back. Till the next one, arrivederci.